again.
Just Horseshoe Rock and Roll
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me, as usual, Mr. Jody Havnot.
Greetings, everybody on the interwebs.
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
It's a fine line between stupidity and clever.
See, I've heard that before.
Spinal Tap.
Yes, yeah. That's right. So how you guys doing this week?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Positive. I've had a very good week. I went to this place yesterday. We have this mountain in the middle of it, of the middle of Georgia, called Stone Mountain. It's actually like a big, huge chunk of granite, and they have this thing called Snow Mountain, where it's like they make snow, and then you can sled and build snowmen and shit, right? So Karen and I go down there, and no, it's just a block of ice, man. It's like, and the sledding is rough. It's like, I mean, we don't get a lot of snow down here, and when it does, we know what it's like to sled on snow, but this was just pure ice anyway. So it's one of those things where
you need a bobsled.
Basically, yeah. All right. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to Podcast Rock City. If you do not know what our show is, we sit around and talk about Kiss and give you the week's news and all that kind of shit. Let's get it going. We have some news. Kiss news. The Umbrella came out finally. Have you guys seen this?
That's shocking.
The Kiss Umbrella came out. And if you guys haven't seen it, you could go to the kissmuseum.com and order it. It's $39.95. It's pretty cool, man. The umbrella part has the solo faces on it. You know, it says Kiss. And then the from what the picture shows, the tube running up the center where you hold, you know, the umbrella, it lights up, which is pretty cool. It's a little different.
Do they have rain playing in the background on the commercials?
No.
Or even Tears Are Falling.
Tears Are Falling. Yeah, that would be awesome. Maybe I should come up with some sunglasses that actually have the fingers in front and wipe the lenses.
It's attached to a string, and then like you pull it, and then it's like...
As long as they're fluorescent green, I'm buying them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Gene, there's your new idea. Go ahead, Andrew. Let him know.
It's a great idea.
Thank you. All right, Paul Stanley.
I'm still waiting for that Stanley Chia pet, but
Paul Stanley Chia
pet. Dude, that's the greatest Kiss idea ever.
I agree. Where you could get the hair growing on the chest and on the hair. That's so perfect. Anyway, Paul Stanley's solo project, Soul Station, is playing a bunch of shows, three shows, in California. Tickets are on sale right now. If you guys are interested in going to see that, I would.
I would if it came a little closer to me.
Yeah, I can't. I don't have like my own airplane, so I can't fly out there. Let's see. Kiss is.
What do you guys think about that, though? I mean, does that mean that Kiss is basically? I mean, I know it's only three dates, but shouldn't we be hearing about a freaking summer tour already? Like, right. Are we going to just see him this summer or not?
Preferably with Priest.
Yeah, that's what we're, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I guess we'll just wait it out. I mean, it's just three dates, and maybe it's just for him to do something different before he's got to go be the star child again for a year.
Right. I would love to see it, man, but, you know, I'm not going to California to see it.
The band is pretty good, and the backup singers are good, and it's good, man. I said good like three times, four now. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's super good.
Anyway, February 26th, 27th, and 28th in California, of course. All right, February 11th, it's a Thursday, 2016. They're playing at the Badlands in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and that is an acoustic show. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but to me, man, that just seems a little, I don't know what you'd call it, but it's like maybe a little desperate or something. I don't know. Kiss being as huge as they are, I think they need to just tour already, Christ.
Yeah,
for
or Pete's if they're going to and if they're gonna play at a casino, man, just do the whole show. Why, you know?
Isn't that is that the one at the pawn shop?
Is that
Badland Pawn or whatever?
I guess that's what it is, yeah.
See, that seems kind of... I don't know. It'd be cool for the people that are near there, but
so,
I don't know.
Did I read?
Seems like a variety show.
Somehow I missed. I was driving and looking at my phone, which, children, you're not supposed to do.
In general, you're not supposed to do.
Yes, okay.
You fucking kidding me?
And kids shouldn't be driving anyway.
Yeah. And I was looking, and I could have sworn it said that they got a TV deal for Badlands Pond, so we'll wait.
Oh, well, then there you go.
We'll wait and see what happens. Friday, January 29th, 2016, at the Grand Theater in Oklahoma. Man, they're doing a show. Okay, so there's a new Kiss toddler shirt. If you guys haven't seen it, if you have a kid out there and you want to get a shirt for your kid, it has the Paul Stanley bear, you know, the one that came. It was like a tattoo, I think, in the Kiss cards one year.
It's also the same little bear that's used on the Kiss like phone app where you can send Kiss texts and shit.
Yeah.
It's a Kiss phone app?
Yeah, dude, it's cool.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. I can take a picture of you. I gotta
check that out.
I've got it. I can take a picture of you, and then I click on, let's say, Gene, and then I could shrink or grow the makeup however big I need it and put it right on your face.
Huh.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's different. Let's see. Oh, there's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch commercial with like some with the you know, the little character Cinnamon Toast Crunch dudes, and one of them's wearing makeup and he's got his tongue sticking out. I thought that was pretty funny.
Really?
I mean, Rice Krispies.
That's because Snap Crackle and Demon. That's because the I almost died on the air there. That's awesome. Okay, so yeah. Thank you. That was really good. That's part of the Kisses Everywhere campaign. You know, you see it, you know, you get it. Let's see. All right, here's some shocking news. You ready?
Shock the people.
Shock the people. Okay.
So let's shock the people.
You remember that song that Kiss did with that Japanese group of Power Rangers?
Yeah. Samurai Son?
Yeah, Clover Z or whatever
they're called.
I can't say it. They won. Seven. MTV Japanese Awards Best Collaboration for 2015.
Really?
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Do you know what this means?
What?
It means MTV in Japan still shows videos.
Huh. Well, they have an MTV Awards here and they don't play videos.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true.
But still, Kiss to win anything, MTV is pretty cool.
That's happening. I want to know what they were up against. Like, you know, some like sumo wrestler guy doing like
Marty Friedman.
Is that jeez.
What?
Man, I had a joke. It's gone. It's like.
Oh, really?
All right, I'm going to tell my joke anyway. I'm going to go.
Well, you can edit me.
No, I'm not editing you out. I'm going to go. I'm going to pretend like it never happened. Here we go. Right. I wonder what they were up against. I wonder if they were up like some sumo wrestler covering like a Johnny Cash song or something like that. Okay, it wasn't really that funny. Anyway, that's my news for the week, brothers.
Borderline racist.
Is it really?
No, I'm just.
I was going to say, I think the American definition of racist is different than the Canadian version. I think
is fuck you.
Right.
All right. So this week we have a topic, and our topic is Jody.
Oh yeah, we're talking about Creatures of the Night.
Thank you.
I almost forgot, dude.
That's all right. Creatures of the Night. We're going to talk about the version with the makeup, not the butt.
But I'm sure that makeup.
That's a different creature.
It is a different altogether. Creature. Oh, yeah, it sure is. Creatures of the Night. I have to say right off the bat that I love this album. I
do, too.
Yeah, I think that it
You're
was...
You're looking at it right now as I'm talking.
Yeah, me too. I think Kiss should have put this album out maybe a little bit sooner than they did. But anyway, it was released 1982 in October. They release a lot of records in October, man.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see. Album's 38 minutes long, blah, blah. Michael James Jackson. Can you imagine having to put James in your name just because there is another famous guy named Michael Jackson? He has to go by Michael James Jackson. That's interesting. And the singles for it were I Love It Loud, Killer, and Creatures of the Night. So let's go with Andrew first. What do you think? What do you think of this record?
Fucking rules. I wouldn't say return to form because they were never this heavy.
Right.
But I guess it's a return to form in the sense of it's not super poppy, but they were trying. Again, it's just Kiss chasing trends again because metal was starting to get pretty big. Like, not hair metal, but like Metallica. Priest and Maiden. Well, earlier than Metallica, I mean, like Priest and Maiden, Motorhead were getting that. Like Ozzy as well were getting that sort of hype around in America, so they kind of wanted to chase that as well. But I will say, when Kiss chases trends, they do it in their own style or whatnot, so it's not like a carbon copy. But I really like when Kiss goes metal, and I think it's the perfect balance on this one because it still sounds super heavy, but it's also still Kiss.
Hey, you're working on your Paul Stanley.
I like it. Yeah. Like it.
And I'm annoying the fuck out of friends and family. Doing
nice. Oh, you're doing it in the house.
I'm doing it all the time because anyone that tells you you can't do it clearly has issues.
That is awesome. I have an ex-wife because I used to talk like Paul Stanley, but it was usually like, hey, can you get me some tea?
Good people.
Anyway, Jody, your thoughts on Creatures of the Night?
Well, I think it's no secret to you guys, but you know, I'm not one of these people that thinks Creatures of the Night is anywhere near the best Kiss record. You know, I just don't think so. I think it's good for what it is, but I'm not a big heavy metal guy, so this record really isn't for me necessarily. You know what I mean?
Right. You're rock and roll and punk. You're Dressed to Kill, not Creatures of the Night.
Yeah, but that being said, I do like the record, but I just don't put
it's
it.
It's not godlike.
Like it seems to me that almost all Kiss fans, this is the number one record, you know, and I just don't understand it at all, you know.
It's not my number one, but it's up there.
But see,
I have to tell you, I think the reason why so many people love it so much is because it's such a left turn from the album before it. Does that make sense? Like,
Oddly enough, I like Elder a lot better than I like
Creatures. I do too, man. But I get that. I mean, you know, that, you know, like people say, it was return to form. But, you know, for me, it was a little different because when I first got this record, it didn't even, you know, it was the one with Bruce on the cover.
Right, you know, right, yeah. It was a tape.
Yeah. Well, I actually had it on vinyl, but still, it was the reissue. And I don't know, man. I knew that it had a makeup cover, and it was kind of cool to, like, search all the record stores. It actually took me a couple years before I actually found a Creatures with makeup, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was one of those Kiss records that was kind of a holy grail in my early days of searching for Kiss records, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today,
so I like that about it.
Yeah, today I was at the flea market, and the record guy that I go to all the time, he had a copy of the Elder on vinyl, and he was trying to tell me everything about it. It was really funny. He's sitting there, he's like going, oh man, this is first pressing and blah blah blah, and look at the inside, the sleeve, and I was like thinking to myself, man, we just recently talked about this. I needed to find Creatures of the Night, and of course he didn't have it. How do you have Elder and not Creatures of the Night? But anyway,
so you went to the market?
I went, yes. I wasn't a little piggy though.
Well, I was doing more ladies in waiting.
Oh, right? Okay. Yes. All right. I get that. That's funny. Anyway,
let me ask you this: why do you?
I wasn't calling you a pig.
Go ahead, Jody.
Why do you guys think they reissued that cover like that? Was it because Ace didn't want to be on it anymore, or was it just?
I think it was just them. Like, they wanted to give it a second chance, but they also wanted to, like, shove down "This Is Kiss Now."
Right, and it sounds like "Lick It Up" or "Animalize," and you know, it was reissued in '85, right?
Right.
Okay, so I mean, it fits right into that. And I get that, but it just seems odd to me. I always thought it had more to do with maybe Ace didn't want to be on it or something.
That could be, too, yeah.
But I don't know for sure.
But I don't think that would be Ace's call, would it?
No, I wouldn't.
No, no, not unless if they wanted to re-release it. If they did and Ace's picture was on it, then I'm guessing that he would get royalties, right?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I think you guys are right. It's more just that it, you know, Paul always thinks that this is one of their greatest albums and that never got its due. So maybe you're right. He wanted to, like, give it a second chance without the stigma of the old makeup, you know.
Want to show everyone that he's been working out.
Right.
Nice.
Show off the butt.
Well, what about, I mean, so you know that apparently the story is that they put Ace on the cover because they didn't want to let the record company know.
Right,
that Ace, he was out of the
that
band.
Ace was out of the band. They wanted
they needed like three original members or something.
Right, and they wanted even the fans to think, you know. And then, can you imagine some people getting there expecting to see Ace, and then bam, Vinnie Vincent's on stage?
Well, even in the concert promotion, but also in the tour book, isn't Ace in a lot of those photos?
The Creatures tour book that I've seen, that my friend, I never had one of my own, but neither. It had Vinny in it. It had Vinny.
Oh, okay. But yeah. Just, I guess for the promotions, it had Ace and everyone, then they go see it, and just like Ace is a foot shorter and playing a Jackson and having like an Ong makeup.
And I think.
Had abandoned Pentatonic altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this was the first tour book where they like had. They also had Peter in it, didn't they? I think.
Because it was the 10th anniversary. So yeah. Right. That is right.
So the tour book had Peter.
It seems like the most common story is people that went didn't know that Ace wasn't going to be there until, you know, the day of, and everyone was like, "Who the hell is this dude?" You know.
Right.
My first show wasn't until Crazy Nights, so this was way before I was going to see Kiss, but. I think it would have been awesome to see the Tank and Vinny and Eric and, I don't know, it would have been cool. And the Plasmatics.
The Plasmatics, awesome. That's true.
You know? What was your
electrical tape.
Did you go to the Creatures show, Joe?
I don't think so. I went to an early, real early show, but I don't think I saw Creatures.
Yeah. What was it? Was it Dynasty?
No, my first show was, I guess, the Love Gun Tour. I had to get snuck there too. I had to say I was, my mom and dad, I guess they just couldn't afford to take me. So it was basically it was either that or they didn't want to. I'm going to go with, let's say they didn't want to anyway. And then I was spending the night over at a buddy's house and his mom totally took us.
Cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
You saw Love Gun Tour. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I say it was the Love Gun Tour, but it could have also, it might have, I was really little, so it might have also, it could have been like Alive 2.
Yeah, but either way, you had the
stage. Stairs. Yeah, and... that's what I'm saying, but I was, I don't know, 7, and probably didn't belong there, you know.
Probably got
You have to wait till Dynasty.
Yeah, to wait till Dynasty to go. What about the album cover itself? I mean, now we've kind of been talking about it, but, you know, with the fact that Ace is on it, do you like the whole eyes lit up thing? They worked that into the video, remember?
Oh, yeah. I think it's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the promotion, too, man, where they're all standing on, like, rocks and stuff, and their eyes are lit up. And
yeah, it's the most loudest band in the world.
Yeah, that's true. And those posters are really hard to find, but...
I had that. That one was one of those ones that was always in the back of like Hit Parader and shit when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That one, and there was like a pink one of the same lineup, but it had Ace with the, you know, jazzercise outfit on, and they were all holding their guitars. You remember that one?
Yes, yes, I have it actually. Actually, I think the background is red though, but I've seen the pink one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two were super common.
Yeah, somebody just recently posted a bunch of outtakes from the Creatures photo shoot.
That's cool.
Yeah, I had a shirt too, a Creature shirt, where it was the album cover on the front, and on the back was the poster. Or is it the
really?
Poster? It was one where Gene's leg is wrapped around like Eric or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I wish that I still had cool. it. I loaned it to somebody. A girl of a friend of mine, because I don't really remember why, but I know that she needed a shirt. And I never saw it again. That's it. I got punished for doing the right thing. Anyway. All right. So, what do you guys think? Track by track?
Sure, yes, man.
You guys have anything else to say about the record? The back with the lightning, and I just don't...
Oh, let me ask you about this, man. Have you guys heard about the... you know, there was pressings of creatures, and they're super rare, but, like, ooh, you'd put it on the turntable, and side one was actually, like, this John Cougar record. Like, it was a misprint. It was, like, American Fool, I believe. And on the B-side, it would still be B-side of Creatures of the Night. But it's, like, a super rare Kiss misprint record that you can find every once in a while on eBay, dude, but it's, like, it's a fortune, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
have you heard about that?
I have never heard of this, and I can tell you that I remember that there was another version that had the whole record on one side, and on the other side was their autographs, like, etched into them.
Yeah, etched in.
And wasn't there also a glow-in-the-dark one?
I heard that there was. I've never seen one personally, but, man, I have a friend who has the autographed one, but... Ever since I found that out, anytime that if I do see a Creatures at the record store for a reasonable price, I always pick it up.
Just in case.
Just in case. I always put it on and hope that it's John Cougar, you know. But so awesome. Far, no luck, you know.
That's pretty awesome. It'd be nice. I do the same thing where I flip over Alive 2 to see if the misprint is on the back.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, because if you can find that one.
I ruined my shot at that years ago.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I had a friend who had it, and I made such a big fucking deal about it that there was no way he was giving it up. But if I would have just been like, hey, man, I'll give you $5 for that Kiss record, I probably could have just taken it. But I was like, oh, my God, you got the fucking
hooligan misprint. Right. Do you guys think – how much do you guys think that Eric had to do with the heaviness of this record, or do you think that it was producing, or you think it was just everything put together?
Well, I think that, I mean, his drum style is part of it, but it's the sound, and it is what he's playing, you know?
I mean, Peter Criss can't play I Love It Loud. I mean, not physically. I'm not talking about, I'm just saying that kind of drum sound does not come out of Peter Criss.
I think you can play I Love It Loud.
Yeah, you can probably do I Love It Loud, but probably not anything else on the record.
But but what I mean is have we ever totally heard different. Such a big drum sound?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know if you can get that heavy.
You know what I mean?
No, it's like kind of like in Paul's book when he was saying they always wanted that big Bonham drum sound, and you know, Peter Criss was Peter Criss, and there was no way that he was ever going to get that. You know, and I think Eric got it pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, the story is they put him in that room, right? Down the fucking elevator shaft or something.
Right.
I mean, I think it's the sound more than it is his licks, though, on these songs. Because, like if you listen to the Smashes version, where it's like all the reverb has been taken off,
yeah.
Completely neutered. It's, you know, those parts aren't that great. But when they're booming and huge, it's powerful, you know?
Right. And speaking of booming and huge, let's go to our first song.
Because right.
The beginning of this song, Creatures of the Night, it is exactly that, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Killer intro,
great song. You know, it became one of those songs that I would want to hear. You know, I would come home, grab my records, start putting them on, and go, oh, I want to hear Creatures of the Night, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, what you got to say there, Andrew? What you got?
I got nothing. Sorry, I was being rude and answering a text.
Oh, that's okay. Creatures of the Night. The song.
Love it. The drum intro.
Yeah.
And also, I think Paul plays a capo on.
Yeah, I was going to say capo.
Mm-hmm, capo. Yeah, no, it's great. It's definitely a 180 from how like the last album opened up.
Sure.
It's like fanfare, but yeah, just driving fast, really dig it. I love the solo, and I can't remember if who's credited. Is it Steve Ferris?
Yeah, that's Steve Ferris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a good solo.
Yeah, killer solo.
Yeah, you would. I mean, it even sounds like Vinny.
Yeah, imagine people listening to it the first time are like, and one of people are like, no, that's no way, that's Ace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you were a musician at the time, you could easily tell that's not Ace, you know. Ace has never played like that and never really would, you know.
No, that's absolutely true.
Even tonally, mm-hmm. I think that the whole record in general, we can just get this one out of the way. I just think that the guitar tone is kind of weak.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. It's just, I don't know, it's a little high.
It's very
high
airy.
Yeah, it's got a lot of reverb too, which I don't like. I don't really like that on guitars.
No, it's a little too Joe Perry.
Yeah.
It uses a lot of reverb.
Reverb?
Oh, no, yeah, it was sort of cocked me on that one. It wasn't that because they're not from the UK.
That's pretty funny. But yeah, that song, it's the perfect, I mean, even though it's the song that's the name of the record, it's still a great, the perfect song for starting off the album.
Oh, yeah.
Just right with a bang, it goes.
Yeah.
Fucking right in the dick.
Right in the dick. All right. Satan Sinner.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for me either, man. Yeah,
I mean, I can listen to it, and it's not the worst song Kiss has ever done, but
I prefer, you know what, on the 85 reissue with the without the makeup, Killer is the second song. To me, way better as a second track. But anyways, I'm not a big fan of Saint and Sinner, man. I think it's just kind of, as Andrew might say, it's kind of a stock.
As Lars would say.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fucking stock.
But Gene's vocal on it's pretty good.
Doing the whole quote.
Yeah, Gene's got a great vocal throughout the record. I think he sounds pretty strong vocally. Did he actually play bass on any of these songs, though?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe War Machine?
I think Eric did as well. Like, I know he did in I Still Love You, I think.
Right, for sure.
We'll get there. Let's see.
Yeah, I think we already tackled this on, like, Gene's solo album, but, like, this is going off the rails here for a second, but like he played all his guitar parts on his album because he said that he wanted to prove that he could play guitar. But if he's really like he wants to save as much money as possible, then why didn't he play his own bass tracks on his own album?
True.
You know?
Right.
I always wondered that.
Yeah. Because Gene talks out both sides of his mouth.
That's true.
Plus, like, anywho. He was right on the doorstep of going Hollywood, so to speak. I mean, when they made this record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 82 to 83, you know, that's 84. When was his first movie? I don't know if I can remember. Yeah. It was right around then, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing, you know, that he was waiting for was the makeup to come off so he could do it. You know, he was already kind of Hollywood. He just had to wait. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see the video of him kissing Adam Sandler?
I didn't.
No. There's some video online right now. He went to, I guess Adam Sandler had a Christmas party.
Right.
And there's like a thing where he's standing next to Gene. And it's really quick, but it looks like he grabs Adam Sandler by the back of the head and just like kisses him. It's messed up. And Adam Sandler runs away, and if I'm not mistaken, Gene goes, "You're a fucking pussy, Sandler," something like that.
Agreed.
Which is pretty funny. Anyway,
let's see. You guys want to? So do
I.
Really?
He's not funny.
No, he's not funny at all.
There's nothing.
Speaking of funny though, I did watch that Joe Dirt Part 2, Joe.
Oh yeah.
I liked it.
Wasn't I right about the scene where she's giving birth?
Yeah.
They're like looking up her skirt. Wait,
the doctor's all creepy.
The two chick doctors almost start making out. It's the funniest thing. And he's like, "Wait, what? What's going on here?" It's like, and then guy wants to take a picture.
Yeah. What about when he flushed his nuts?
Okay, okay, see, I still haven't gotten that far into it. I'm going to have to watch.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Maybe I needed to be warned for that. Okay, let's move forward. Everybody's at home going, "What? I got to know about this. Don't stop talking about it." But we're going to. Okay, Keep Me Coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that song.
Another stinker.
Another Paul doing his Zeppelin bit.
Yeah.
Never a fan of it, really.
You're not Robert Plant Paul. Mm. You're Paul Stanley. Be Paul Stanley.
Yes. Isn't there?
Yeah, the big part of Paul Stanley is trying to be Robert Plant all the time. You know?
Yeah, but he went full Plant. You never go full Plant.
True. Otherwise, it's more of a fake plant.
That's ooh, yeah.
Plastic plant.
I don't know. I like the riff a little bit, but I don't know.
But to keep me coming,
it's plant.
It's not for me.
Annoying.
Yeah,
it's another Adam Mitchell co-write though, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not even a fan of the solo.
Yeah, me either. You know, this is why this record to me isn't as strong as everyone seems to pretend that it is, you know?
You gotta wonder.
There's a bunch of shitters on here.
But you gotta wonder, you know, when you go ahead and look through the list, though, I mean, we'll get to this at the end. Let's just keep going, and we'll talk about the list as a whole, okay? So, Rock and Roll Hell. I like this
Love
one.
It.
I love this one.
You guys always picture it as, like a wrestling intro song. It's killer. I know it's a cover, but it's great.
Have you heard the original one?
No, I haven't.
I have not.
I heard it on like a podcast a few years ago, and it's not really anywhere. It doesn't really sound anything like it. I mean, yeah, it was recorded before, so it's technically a cover. But I still think Kiss kind of, it's kind of how they did it, you know, like if you've ever heard the original God Gave Rock and Roll to You, like it's nothing like the way Kiss
right,
did
it. Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's way good.
They took that song and they made it their own.
They, you know, they took the original one and refined it. We're Kiss fine version to this day.
That's pretty funny.
But I don't think Rock and Roll Hell is that strong of a song. I know everyone else seems to, but
I wish they'd do it live. I think they could do it live.
I heard they did it live once or twice back on the 10th anniversary tour.
Oh, wow.
You know what, though? Have you heard the story that, you know, how Gene had to add his own verse because he basically wanted the publishing?
He wanted some of the royalties.
Yeah. And then the people that wrote it, like Jim Vallance and who was it, Brian Adams, I guess, they had said in interviews that they really didn't want him to change it, but that Gene wasn't going to do it unless he got his little piece of the pie, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Right, I mean, it makes sense, but I don't know. It's strange to me that they didn't have any of their own material at the time, I guess. Because if you look at it, there's only 9 songs on the freaking album, and most of them are from outside writers.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know, I guess they were just tapped out for a minute after the Elder whole fiasco and all that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But anyways, let's continue, fellas.
Yeah, you know what, though? But, you know, that outside writer thing brings up a you know, for an album that so many people love, right? And that's what we're talking about. Isn't it crazy that most of the songs weren't written by Kiss?
Well, that's a huge percentage of Kiss albums, if we're being frank here. Like, how many Kiss albums feature heavily co-written songs?
Sure.
That's the majority of them, really.
Not in the original wave, though.
Well, no, but I mean, like, let's see, from Dynasty, all the way to Psycho Circus.
But the original stuff.
Argue that the original shit's better.
Stanley Simmons,
it is,
Braille,
but I'm just
Chris.
Saying, isn't it funny how a lot
it's
of people don't
funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Realize.
All right.
They blew their load after Love Gun. You know, they just were tapped out.
Yep, that's the way it
blew
works.
Blew their load. After Love Gun, out of their love guns, even. Sorry about that.
But Next track, Danger. Danger. No. Danger.
No. You're right, Jody. I might be a Creatures defector by the end of this.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
You're a stinker, right?
But yeah, just
fuck.
Like, realize how. What the fuck? How many fucking stinkers are? I don't know why I want to hear there. Please.
This one has Bob Kulick on lead, which is pretty cool.
Mm hmm.
It doesn't really sound like him to me, though, you know?
Yeah.
But it is, apparently.
Yeah.
What do you think about it, Joe? I mean, you like this one a lot?
I like so many things that Paul Stanley does, so...
Well, I'm not saying I don't like...
I'm just saying, you know...
It's a song. It's another...
I have a... Track. One of the hardest things for me is to... I dislike more songs didn't wear makeup because it was so away from, like, even the Elder to me still sounds like Kiss, whereas Crazy Nights to me doesn't. I don't, you know, that's to me, you know, that's my opinion. And
I hear you.
And you can send your hate mail to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
Thank you at gmail.com.
Andrew,
I have to start paying you more so you can finish me.
Anyway, sorry, I don't know.
It's okay.
I don't like doing it.
Anyway, it's all right.
Andrew's tired of that one now. We need a new one.
Anyway, yeah, so I like a lot of stuff that people don't like, and I tend to not like things that people do, you know, like anything for my baby. Totally. And like 50, this is like our almost our 90th show, and I probably mentioned dislike for that song 40 times. No, not
yeah,
really.
Plus it's one of my all-time favorites.
So I know.
One of these days I'm going to convince you, dude. We'll I don't see. Know how.
All right. Might have
smoking some substances. Of
yeah.
Some
we'll see. All right. Next song. I Love It Loud. And Right Between the Eyes.
Right between. Yeah. The eyes. This one is designed for you to lose weight.
Yes. Yes. There's a PSA. And what you right. have to do is turn up the volume louder and louder. I didn't really get that when I was a kid and the video came out, that they started talking quieter. So you had to turn the volume up on the TV, and then when you did, your mom was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah, that's great.
That was one of those classic, amazing Kiss moments that you just didn't see coming. I Love It Loud, guys. Great song, yes or no?
Yeah, a little sick of it, but it's a good song, though.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, I loved this fucking song. Yeah. But, you know, I don't want to hear it live anymore, and I don't think anyone else does, but...
I don't like the fake ending. I just find that annoying when it fades out and goes back in.
Yeah, why did they do that?
It's stupid.
I read somewhere that Gene did it because, like, I think it was a song by The Contours or something did it, and he just thought it was cool. I don't know. I wouldn't have done it myself. I think it... I like when people make records and they end it like they would live. I don't like big fade outs all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. But I never could understand the fade out and then the fade back in and then the fade out again.
Down the beeping, the booping, the boop.
It's very, I don't know. It's just pointless. It's kind of annoying. And it kind of made it to where if you're on the radio, they wouldn't want to fuck with that.
Right. No, that's true.
Suppose the DJ went to go take a leak. And then, you know, it starts fading. And then it comes back in.
And he comes back in. He starts talking. Oh, wait, there's more. Oh, great.
Who am I kidding? They never play this shit on the radio.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really strong song, dude, at the time. You know, it was kind of a new anthem for Kiss. I think that's why they just relentless beat it into the ground. But I think it's a pretty good song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
what's up with Gene leaving out verses live these days?
Yeah,
can't remember them.
He can't. That's true. You know, when I saw them on the cruise, I was right at the front of the stage, and he has like a 37-inch monitor right there with all the lyrics and everything going across it.
Huh. Well, I don't know, man. Speaking of other lyrical things that Kiss changes live, it's totally off the subject, but I was just watching something the other day. Have you guys ever noticed that back in like, around 76, Paul on Detroit Rock City would be like, "I know I'm going to die, and I don't care." What's that all about?
I wonder.
Have you ever seen that?
I think I have seen that.
He doesn't do it anymore, but I guess maybe he was just depressed. I don't know what his problem was. But that's weird.
That is really weird. You know what? I was thinking about this the other day. I finally went and looked at... the pictures from the I video that still hasn't sold, by the way. And
I think your idea should happen.
I think it should happen too. But I'm pretty sure that maybe a year ago or so, I saw a video about the making of this song. About this video. So it was like I was watching and it was no sound. It was just like somebody put music in. But it was a lot of film of them like standing around and then like somebody, you know, with that little, you know, clapper thing to let them know when to start rolling film and shit like that. And yeah. I've been online looking for it and I can't find the damn thing. If you're out there, man, and you know what I'm talking about, message us, you know, go to Facebook or whatever and send us a message and tell me where to find that. Because, damn, I saw it and I was like, I should have. Damn, it pisses me off because I know I saw it, you know. And at the beginning, it said something like, you know, 1980, blah, 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 Kiss, blah, blah. You know, it told a little story about how they filmed the video. And I'm like, cool. I'm so pissed off that I didn't save that. Anyway, all right, let's move forward. I Still Love You. I love this song.
I do too.
Yeah, I think that this song is so personal.
Really is.
It really is.
You could tell he meant it, you know?
Yeah.
And when, that's why it's so great.
That's what makes it great. You know, and I can honestly say that I have sung this song in my room after breakups before. Sad.
It's a hard one to sing, man, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, Paul's pretty much at the top of his form on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in, like, the unplugged version.
Yeah, or Live 3, it's really good.
Yeah, it really
rocks. And that Animalize Live and Uncensored.
Yeah.
That was the
He could have played that by himself on stage. And...
Yeah. It's kind of a... I don't think he could do it anymore, but I wish they would still.
Yeah.
I like that song a lot. Actually, a Strange Ways dudes covered it a while ago, and I haven't put it out yet, but Clinton was having a hard time, like, you know, singing those parts because Paul's ridiculous on it, you know?
He is.
But I love it, man. I think it's probably the strongest song on this album, and I hate to be the guy that picks the ballad, but
it's a great contender, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is one of those songs that when you listen, you know, when you listen to it, you're like, this is, I've said this before, but I always thought that this could be a good song for like an R&B singer to cover. And like, totally. You know, like, I mean, I don't know any like real R&B singers, like personally myself, like that I could throw out a name, maybe like R. Kelly or something like that, you know, could have been.
Have the Weeknd do that shit. That'd be cool.
but you see what I'm saying? It's one of those songs where I could picture the video where, you know, the R&B singer, pick one, is standing in the rain outside the window.
Whitney Houston.
That'd be a good
bodyguard.
One.
Shit.
Yes. You know, singing "I Still Love You" and you know, is it possible that would become a hit? It could become a hit. It's such a good written song, you know.
Yeah, throw someone like Mariah on it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, ooh. I'm gonna write her a letter. I'm gonna let her know you want to be on the top again. This is your song.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's move forward.
Next song,
Killer.
I think it's pretty not as killer. Bad as the other stinkers on here, but.
It's one of my favorites, dude. I don't know. It's my favorite.
That's perfect.
My favorite Gene song, for sure. I think it's pretty heavy. I like it.
Mm-hmm. You like Killer more than you like I Love It Loud?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really, yeah? Hmm.
Well, I like fast shit. That's my deal. I want shit that rocks. And this album doesn't have that many fast songs. I mean, you got Creatures and you got Killer.
Yeah, that's true. And
both of them kick ass.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I didn't think about that, but
I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah, it's really a good song. I like it, and I like the chorus. I like the boom,
meow.
I'm singing the guitar part.
How he bends that note. It's tight.
That's pretty good. All right, Andrew, anything to say about that, or should I move on to the final song?
Oh, we can move on. I mean, like, it's an all right track, and I think I'd like it more if I gave it more of a chance. But as I said, not as bad as the other stinkers on here. So,
right.
Sorry, Jody.
It's okay.
Last song, War Machine.
Love it.
Yeah, I love this one too.
All right, I can tell you that this song actually was a wrestler's walk-in song.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was a Bullet. I can't think of Bob Armstrong. I was watching wrestling really late at night one time and on like public access or something, and I was like, son of a bitch, this is awesome. And he came out to the song. He wore a mask and everything, and so yes, War Machine. It's perfect, you know. You could totally see like Mike Tyson walking out to, you know.
Yeah, it's a heavy riff. For you know, it was weird for me though when I was a kid, like when I first heard this song. I thought it reminded me of like London Dungeon by the Misfits. I don't know if you ever heard that song, but the riff's pretty similar, and it's got just the single note riff, you know? It's pretty cool, but I think the Kiss version is... I really got turned on to it because of the Animalize Live Uncensored deal.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And it's a little bit faster there, which I kind of prefer, honestly.
Yeah, everything's faster on that thing.
Yeah. But I think it's a really good song, and it was like kind of like a new almost like a new God of Thunder for Gene. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it did. You know, and if you watch live now, he goes in between the two, you know?
Yeah. I liked it over the summer when they played with Def Leppard. It was heavy. Yeah. Pretty badass.
What do you think, Andrew?
I digs it.
Of course you do.
I knew Andrew would like this one.
You better watch out. I'm a war machine.
I'm a washing machine.
All right. So that was us talking about Creatures of the Night.
Yay.
Yay.
Mm.
All right. Which brings us to our favorite part of the show.
My least favorite, but no, I'm kidding.
Whatever.
I don't have a least favorite on here.
And that is...
I love it all.
Yes. Hey, before we get to the Ask Andrew,
yeah,
weren't we going to say something about the whole list? I mean, there's only 9 fucking songs on the
show. Oh, yeah, yeah, good. Thank you for grabbing me back here. But look,
you can edit that in or whatever.
No, this is fine. This is fine the way we're going. Here's my question. You got Creatures of the Night, right? You've got... Right. Okay, that's the one song on the first side that, like, really stands out, right? But then you have I Love It Loud, I Still Love You, Killer, and War Machine, which are pretty... That's a solid 4 song, you know? So when you put it all together, you know, there are 5 songs on this album that people, you know... How many of these have you heard live? Creatures of the Night, right? I Love It Loud, right. I Still Love You, War Machine... I mean, these are 4 songs that Kiss might still pull out, you know?
Yeah. Which is odd, considering the album didn't sell at all, but they just kept playing these. Once those songs were in the live set, man, they pretty much stayed until the reunion.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the strength is in the second side more than the first.
What all's on the side too? You got Killer.
I Love It Loud, I Still Love You, Killer, War Machine.
Yeah, it's definitely stronger than the first side, I'd say.
Yeah. You know, you start the album, you know, you take these 4 songs and you mix them in between. You know, you put Killer after Creature of the Night and you put, you know, War Machine.
Yeah, that's how
you know what I'm saying? You then now the song is, now the album is really solid.
It could have been a really heavy EP.
It could have, yeah.
Or add some stuff from Killers.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Like, take the 4 songs from Killers and the 5 good songs from Creatures, and we would have had even, probably, might even be one of my favorite Kiss records if it was like that.
Yeah. That's, I wish I could be a fly on the wall when they're deciding what songs to put on records and stuff like that, you know?
It just seems like 9 songs. That's like a... That's not enough songs, man, you know?
It's not even 40 minutes.
An album should at least have 12 songs, I think.
Yeah, but they're longer songs, so...
True. Yeah.
I Still Love You is definitely, like, 6 minutes.
Because 38 minutes is long-ish for a Kiss album, considering...
Yeah, that's...
Like, isn't Love Gun just, like, 30 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, Just to Kill's, like, 22 minutes, I think.
Yeah, so...
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess we got our time's worth, but it's not so much time as it is quality.
Quality, right. Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I don't think Creatures is just... I just don't see why everyone puts it way up on this big pedestal. I guess it's just because they, like you said, Joe, they were coming off of Dynasty, Unmasked, freaking Elder, you know? 3 in a row that most fans didn't care for.
In your book, would you put Creatures above or below Revenge?
Above.
Above Revenge?
Yeah.
Yeah. You hate Revenge.
I'm not. Well, Revenge is interesting. Well, we're gonna have to do our Revenge album, but you know, I've told you guys, I liked it at the time, but man, it just doesn't hold up for me at all.
Right. All right. Let's do our.
Let's ask Andy a question.
Let's ask Andy a question. Here we go. It's time for.
That's fine.
Ask Andrew.
Yes.
If you guys don't know what Ask Andrew is, every week you send us questions, and then we ask Andrew one of them. And this week's question comes from Rick B in Australia.
Cool.
Could I, Rick?
I knew you were going to do that. I knew it. It's like, yeah. Oh, God.
Anyway, I like Andrew's impressions.
He does the best impressions.
Hopefully people don't get offended, but yeah.
No, nobody's offended.
Right. Shrimp on the bobby.
Oh, God. All right. Here's the Ask Andrew question. This is a tough one. All right. Okay. And I've already answered it in my head. I'll answer it. But it says, I'm going to give you three songs.
Uh-huh.
You have to throw away one. Kiss never will have written it. They'll never have played it. They'll never have nothing. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get rid of either Love Gun,
mm-hmm.
Detroit Rock City,
oh,
or Black Diamond.
Oh, jeez Louise.
You got to toss one, man.
Oh, do I?
That's hard.
That is, jeez.
Not for me, it ain't.
I know.
But go ahead, Andrew.
If I had to guess for Jody, he's tossing Detroit Rock City.
Nope, I'm tossing your number one Kiss song, buddy.
No!
And it's not because you don't like anything for my baby. It's because I don't think that Love Gun is as important to Kiss as Detroit or Black Diamond.
But I guess you're right. Honestly, okay.
I'd probably toss Detroit Rock City.
Really? Shock.
Yeah, I like Love Gun better. But, I mean, like, come on.
That's a tough question.
That is.
Rick
that is
B. Really... from Australia. He stuck that's it to a, Andrew.
Boy, that is a stumper.
So Andrew and Joe toss Detroit Rock City, and Jody tosses Love Gun.
Well, I only pick that. I mean, I love the song Love Gun.
But it's just because that's the three.
Well, yeah, because I don't think that Love Gun is as important to Kiss, because obviously, Black Diamond, you can't get rid of that. That's right. The classic
ender. It's like the greatest Kiss song of all time.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, you know, Detroit Rock City is pretty much more important to them at the time than Love Gun, I think.
But I think it's a preference thing. Well, for me, I prefer Love Gun over Detroit Rock City.
I'd probably rather hear Love Gun, but I'm just saying as far as...
Oh, as importance, probably Detroit... You know I'm still going tossing Rock City.
I hear you.
Some people are sitting at home going, what the hell, really?
Well, anyway, what do you want me to do?
I agree. I'm wondering, you know, how many people are sitting. I wonder what other people would say. I wonder if anybody would pick Black Diamond. Somebody would, obviously,
I'm sure
right?
I'm sure
somebody would be like, oh, the song's too damn long, or, you know?
Those people have... You know, need to go see a doctor.
And would it be, who would that doctor be?
The doctor.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. This was an awesome, awesome week. We enjoyed doing this show. Jody, do you have anything to add?
Say thank you, everyone who listens every week. We appreciate you and dig it very much.
Absolutely. And Mr. Andrew.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, be a real American.
I'm going to tell you, did you just have an outro quote?
I just thought of that.
That's awesome.
I usually say something stupid. And
cool.
Today I didn't fail.
Yeah. Now so you now have to do that every show.
Dude. He begins it and ends it.
And he ends it. Well, thank you guys for listening to the show. We really do love you. It's not a joke. We appreciate you listening every week, and that's why we keep doing it. One of the things I want to mention, it is the holidays, and if you're going to be shopping on Amazon, go to podcastrockcity.com, click the Amazon thing, and go and shop. I'm going to tell you that you guys are doing it. You're helping us raise money to pay for the podcast, and that is really awesome. We appreciate it very much. And we love podcasts, and we remember that there are tons of them out there. Jody's podcast is called Strange Ways. We recorded an episode of it. If you have not yet downloaded it, go now. Strange Ways. They have done a ton of episodes. They were around before Podcast Rock City was ever around, and they have lots of shows, and they're really good. His cast of friends were wonderful, and they're all going to be getting back together and doing more shows, and I think that's great, and you'll love that show, especially if you love Jody, and Andrew's on the show quite a bit. I've done a few. They always have guest people. The show is great, and like I said, we listen to so many different podcasts, and we love them, and you are going to hear all of our favorites in the commercials in 3, 2, 1.
Peace! Peace.
And thanks for that promo, Joe.
You're very welcome.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007... you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed. The Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f- oh, f- please, come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only Kiss podcast that breaks down the entire Kiss song catalog one track at a time. Every week, we have a new song chosen at random, and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about Kiss-related topics and non-Kiss-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes. Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I-